Wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to our live presentation on this glorious platform, this Radio Biafra, on this day, Wednesday, the third day of March, in the year of our Most High Elohim, 2021. The time now is exactly 3 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, 3 minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are, where you're listening to us from. I welcome each and every one of you. And as I welcome you, please try as much as possible to welcome those around you. Because I am not able to come to you live on Facebook, my private page, and my fan page, because anytime they know there are difficult issues to be dealt with and that I'm going to preach, they look for a reason to suspend my account for even a few more days. That's what they do now on a regular basis. I do not blame them, but my only prayer is that all those people working for Facebook from different ethnic nationalities around the zoo, may Fulani, Janjaweed, bandits locate you and your family. The day they will find you and your family, you will understand the importance of the work that IPOB is doing. You will then appreciate the enormity of the task regarding awareness that Radio Biafra is here to propagate. It is for your own safety, but some of you will not understand because you are black people and you do not reason very well. But here we are doing all we can to ensure that our people can reason very well. And I'm glad to say that they are beginning to reason well. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. not minding the shenanigans of Facebook and their likes, we are transmitting live and direct to the entirety of humanity this very evening, morning, noon, or night, depending on where you are, because we are on IPOB Community Radio. It doesn't cost you anything. We know that some people, or should I say most areas in Nsukka, they are listening to us this very evening in the blessed land of Biafra. We are also on Radio Biafra app. We are on TuneIn. We are on FM. We are on satellite. We are everywhere. And also, we are on Twitter. If you go to @MartinNamdekano, you will be able to follow this very event. This very evening, we have come here to preach the gospel of truth, the gospel of enlightenment, the gospel of hope. Because right from the onset, we have remained whiter than white and whiter than snow, unblemished. Unblemished. That is why every endeavor, every venture that we dabble into, insofar as this restoration is concerned, Chukwuka Kabiam has always been there to bless us. And things are happening today thanks to the grace of Almighty in our lives, because we are clean and shall continue to be so until Biafra is restored and beyond. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, the largest mass movement on the face of this very earth. Those who we are born to restore Biafra. Those who do not listen or pay attention to any distractions, they are focused on that very singular objective, to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this earth, to bring light where currently, should I say presently, there is a darkness all across the black world. We have come to fulfill the scriptures. We have come to fulfill the will of the Father in heaven. We have come to complete that very assignment which our eternal leader started, which is to restore Biafra in our time, in truth, and in every honesty. I am the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, and by the very special grace of God Almighty in heaven himself, Chukwuka Kabiam Apurumihen, in the servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we are going to pray, and then after that, we shall discuss, we shall teach, we shall lecture, and also we shall prophesy if the Spirit leads us in that very direction. Do not forget your pen and your paper. And for those of you, I know that some of you stream this on Facebook, stream it right across the entire platform that is Facebook. People have streamed it live on their respective private pages. You can go there to follow and to also read what each other is saying. But we must proceed. But before we do so, we must pray as it is customary for us here to do. And I shall pray in the language of heaven, the oldest language on the face of this very earth, the language that Britain doesn't want to hear people speak, the very language that drives away evil spirit, the very language that ensures that you cannot deceive the people. Because you can deceive the people with English language, but you cannot deceive the people with the language of the ancients. We must bow our heads. Chineke na nke pụrụ ime ihe niile. Onye anyị na-akpọ ka ụtụtụ ehihie abalị. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya ka anyị ji wee hiwe isi. Onye anyị ji eme ọnụ. Onye sitere sọsọ n'okwu ọnụ ya wee hazie ọnọdụ nke mmadụ dị ndụ n'elu ụwa. Onye ihe niile o kere eke na-akpọ isi ala nye. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka mbara igwe na-egosi ọrụ aka ya. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka anyanwụ na kpakpando na ọnwa na-erube isi. Ọ bụ naanị gị sọsọ ka usuu niile nke ime eluigwe na-efe. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka ndị mmụọ ozi na-aja mma. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka ndị okenye oru abụọ na anọ na-atụ mkpọ ọlaedo n'ala. Ụbọchị niile na-asị na ịdị nsọ Chineke. Anyị wee na-asị na anyị ga-ebuli gị elu n'ime ọnọdụ anyị niile. Agbanyeghị ihe anyị ụwa anyị na-agabiga. Agbanyeghị atụmatụ ọjọọ niile nke ndị iro. Agbanyeghị ekwuru niile. Agbanyeghị anya ukwu niile. Agbanyeghị ntamu niile.
Onye nwanyị na Chineke nnakere ihe niile ekere eke mana onye kere ya. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka anyị na-erubere isi. Naanị ka anyị na-akpọ. Anyị adabere n'ime gị. Wee na-asị, ebe ọ bụ naanị gị ka ike niile nọ n'ọbadara ka nna nke ndị nsọ. Bịakwa ka iwe memila ndị iro Biafra ka ha onwe ha si wee na-echere anyị echiche ọjọọ. Bịakwa nna nke ebere dị ngọzi ka aka nsị ha wee baa ha ọnụ, lekwa atụmatụ ọjọọ ha niile, kwe ka o wee laghachi n'isi ha niile. Kosi wee na-eme n'ụbọchị nketa obodo kwesịbụ zuu Naijiria. Lekwa Naijiria ma dọsa ya, Chineke nna dị ngọzi. Onye ọbụla na-ekpe ekpere ka Naijiria wee wuru ofu nna nke ebere, jide ndị dị etu a wee laa ha n'iyi. Chineke nna nke biko bịa ka iwe kpọọ ha ọkụ. Kpọọ ha ọkụ, kpọọ ezinụlọ ha ọkụ. Ka ha ra, agbanyeghị ndị ha bụ, ọbụla dị ndị ụkọchukwu. Onye ọbụla meghere ọnụ ma kulie wee sị na ọ ga-adịrị Naijiria na mma, ọ ga-adịrị onye ahụ na mma na ezinụlọ na mma site n'ebighị mere n'ebighị. Onye dị nsọ mgbe niile, ịhụ nwoke ụmụ gị si wee na-ata ahụhụ, ịhụ ihe hope ụzọ dị mma na-eme, ịhụ ihe nwee ike n'ezuzu, ka ndị agbara ọgwụ n'isi wee na-agara ndị ọjọọ ozi, wee were ndụ ụmụ gị wee na-achụ àjà ebe ndị a na-ebighị ugwu nọ. N'ụbọchị nke taa na abalị a na ala nsọ bụ Biafra ka a na-akpọkwa ha nsọ, na-asị biko bịa ka iwe mere anya ebere. Lekwa ndị dị taa wee laa ha n'iyi. Kpọlite mmụọ ndị niile bụ ndị egburegbu nna nke ebere, tinye anyị ekworo, tinye anyị iwe n'ime. Ka ndị dị etu a bụ ndị pụta anụsọ n'ụmụ ha agaghị adị ndụ nna nke igwe, bịa ka iwe kpochapụ ha niile. Ka na ihe oge mana afọ ọzọ ka o wee mee n'ime afọ a, anyị wee na-aja gị mma wee na-eto gị na-asị biko n'eze ebube dị ngọzi, bịa ka iwe rọpụtara anyị ụzọ ebe ụzọ na-adịghị. Na ndị a niile bụ ụmụ gị n'ụwa niile, lepe ezinụlọ nke idowe gị aka gị wee hiwe IPOB ma gọzie ha. Gọzie IPOB n'ụzọ pụrụ iche. Lekwa ESN ma tee ha mmanụ. Kpuwe ha okpu ugo nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Kpuwe ha okpu nna nke ebere, onye ime eluigwe arịọ ka anyị na-arịọ gị. N'ihi na ị dịghị agbanwe agbanwe, ọ bụghị bụ Chineke na nke pụrụ m ihe niile, biko nụ zọpụta ndị gị. Lekwe ESN ma chebe ha. Chebe ezinụlọ ndị eziokwu nọ n'ime IPOB n'ụwa niile. Bụ ndị anyị na-etu ụmụ Chineke n'ihi na ọ bụ ụmụ gị ka ha bụ. N'ihi na ụwa chi anya ọchị, ọba ha nsọrị ka ha na-achị ọchị. Ọwa aha gị ka abara anyị niile, nna nke igwe. N'ihi na onye nwe anyị na-adịgị mara mgbe ebighị ebi, dịka aha m si wee dị. Anyị wee na-eto gị wee na-adịghị, ma na-agọzi gị wee na-ebuli gị elu, na-asị ọkaka eze ndị eze. Mbuli elu bụrụ nke naanị gị, ugbu a mara mgbe niile ebighị ebi ka anyị na-arịọ gị. Ise. I have just prayed in the language of heaven, the oldest language in the world, which some people do not want you to understand, but we know all these things, and it's our duty and responsibility to teach, to lecture this very fact until we come to the realization that only Biafra can save us. My happiness today is that regardless of what the enemies have been doing, secretly behind, they admire the work that we are doing here on this noble platform. They may come out initially to try to castigate what we are doing, but eventually they go back, they admire, they respect us for what we are doing, and secretly they wish they can be like us. Or some of them, the older ifulefus, they wish that their children would be like us. But they can never be like us, because before we came, there was none like us. Before we came, there was nobody, no entity like us. Now we are here. That you can pretend, you can copy all you like. You can never be like us, IPOB. And at the end of the day, when we must have served our purpose on this very earth and gone yonder, those who are still living by then will wish that we lived forever. That is the uniqueness of this noble family, IPOB, that people don't understand. Only people who are in the spirit can see what it means to be a family member of IPOB. Because in the end, we win. At the end of every process, regardless of how you see it, in the end, perhaps bitterness and envy won't allow you to acknowledge it. But deep down, you know that without this IPOB, today the entire South will have been overrun. Some of you will be answering Shuaibu, carrying your Quran to the nearest dilapidated building, hastily converted into a mosque. We are your living saviors on this very earth, by the grace of God Almighty in heaven.
Without IPOB today, the entire south of Nigeria would have been gone. They will take all of you one after the other. You cannot do nothing about it. So before you go to sleep tonight, if you are in that part of the world where it's darkness now, or before bedtime, so to speak, pray for IPOB, pray for Eastern Security Network, and pray for all those piloting the affairs of IPOB, because without IPOB, all of you would have been gone by now. As I wrote earlier before I came live on air, the reason why they have not proscribed any of the Fulani terror groups that you have tormenting all of you in the zoo is because they are part and parcel of the wider Fulani agenda to Islamize you, to conquer you, to subjugate you, and turn ancestral lands into Fulani Emirates, loyal to Sokoto Caliphate. That has been their game plan from the beginning. Because each time we preach this very gospel, I say to some of you who are not given to reading all the time, I ask you please to carry out a very simple experiment. I want you to write to various governments of the world. You can pick maybe one or two governments and write to them and ask them what they think that Nigeria is in terms of religious affiliation. Ask them, what sort of country is Nigeria? Is it a Christian country? Is it a country of atheists? Is it a country of animists? Or is it a country of Islam? They will tell you that it is a country of Islam. That is what they will tell you. That is the impression they have given to them right across the world. No one outside the shores of the damnable zoological republic is aware that Muslims in Nigeria are actually a minority. Not a majority, minority. A significant minority at that. They brought all their killers and rapists and murderers, organized them efficiently under Mieti Allah. How they are going to enter into your territory is with their cattle. Out of a combination of idiocy and stupidness, so to speak, we allowed them to come into us. And today, everybody is struggling. I want to read out a headline only. Because everything we preach on Radio Biafra is from what they are publishing in Zoo, One Nigeria supporting newspapers and media houses. Not from us. Before they say we made it up. And sometimes when you read this very news, you cannot believe what your ears are hearing. And what I find astonishing is that I am tired of saying this, but there is something wrong with black people. When I say it, they say I'm insulting them. I'm not insulting anyone. But there has to be something wrong with you. For supposedly 200 million people, let me say 180 million people, minus the 20 million that I believe are of Fulani descent. They are in a place called Nigeria, where they are controlling you. They are not original to Nigeria to start with. They came from the foothills of the Futajalon. They traveled all the way to the Zoological Republic. They took over your land from you. They took over Hausa land. You learned nothing from it. They started coming. They took Gwari land, nothing. They took the land of the Bachama. They took Birom land. They took part of TV land, everything. They took Canary land. Nobody said anything. Every land in the zoo they want to occupy. And the funniest thing is that the more they take people's land, the more those who are yet to be conquered are just there looking like people who are hypnotized. Hypnotized out of stupidity and ignorance. That they do nothing about their plight until it is too late. When it is too late now, they start jumping all over the place. Trying to rectify it. Something that they themselves cannot do. Everybody in the zoo now is aware, this is according to a Janjaweed publication, Premium Times. We brought in Fulani from Mali, from Sierra Leone, from Senegal, and others to win 2015 election. Kawu Baraje said. And after rigging the election for them and killing on their behalf, they refused to leave.
This tells you two critical things about the Fulani in Nigeria. One, Fulani doesn't have the numbers to fight. That's number one. And number two, they always get other people to do their dirty work for them. Always getting other people to do their dirty work for them. The same way they're using Hopu Zadima to do his own dirty work. Using Wike to do it. Using one hotel building idiot, a criminal that calls himself a freedom fighter, to do their bidding. Fulani will always use you. They claim they are in the majority, but they had to go and import terrorists from across West Africa in order to rig election for the now late dead Buhari, that his skeletons are in the hot desert of Saudi Arabia. All of you are aware. And what astonishes me is, why is it that black people have this mentality? You sit down there. You sit down there and you do nothing. Absolutely nothing until it is too late. Until you are conquered. Until you are taken. Now you start running all over the place asking for help from all over the world. Did they start their killings today? The answer is no. Go and read the history of Benue Plateau. Read the history of the Middle Belt. You will see that the subjugation of the majority indigenous people have been ongoing from day one. Using the House of Fulani. All of you were there watching. Doing nothing. No, if you let, no. Look at Igbo man is there. Look at the East. Can't you see them? Biafra. Do you want Biafra to come? That was how they even deceived my Yoruba brothers and sisters. They deceived them completely. Look at as educated as Yoruba people are. Fulani Nakinama, Kato Rieras deceived them. Telling them that if you fight an Igbo man, we'll have a better life. Not knowing that they were setting up the Yoruba for conquest. Today, they're in Yoruba forest, sending them on exile. Out of Yoruba land, they are refugees in Benin Republic. Today, they're in Ondo forest. They have refused to move. They are from abroad, though. That was why when they said that these people killing all of us are from abroad, they knew what they were saying. Let me have some water. They knew what they were saying. This is Kawu Barajem. This man said he has traced he traced the origin of the current insecurity in Nigeria to the influx of Fulani. He said it is the Premium Times is the Fulani newspaper. Before anybody will accuse us of bias. Do you see why Facebook doesn't want me to preach on their platform? They know we have opened the eyes of people. I got information this morning. Those of them saying before, he's a rabble rouser. He's a this. He's a... Today, I am getting confirmation. A very important person called me and confessed and said that those who were against her before for supporting me, all of a sudden, they are now calling her and telling her how wrong they were. These are people in Abuja. The so-called, the real hardened fulefus in Abuja. Now they are calling and saying, oh, please, if you see Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB, you thank them. It's about time we key into what they're doing. We are the ones who are the fools. We've been wrong all along. They're the ones who have been right all these years. They brought in Fulani from across the Sahel to rig elections. All of you, we are watching, you did nothing. They brought in little kids from Niger. During the election, they brought in their cousins from Niger Republic to come into a so-called One Nigeria to come and campaign for them. They brought them from Chad, from Niger, everywhere, to come and vote from Northern Cameroon. All of you were just there watching. As they were eating you up, you were shouting One Nigeria. They were eating you alive. You never knew the idiotic mess you were in. You were busy shouting One Nigeria. Shouting one like a demented idiot. Look at where you are today. Those people they brought into your land, they have refused to go. And there is one thing that I find baffling. And I want people to consider, to sit down, to think about what I have to say now, please. Think about it very carefully. Since they brought in, by their own admission, they brought in these people from across the Sahel, I am asking them, since they brought them from across the Sahel, Can somebody tell me how they came to be in possession of AK-47? But they were very clever. You see, very, very smart. Very smart. Britain was advising them. Britain told them that your entry route into the heartland of the South is with your cattle. Don't call them. These are people they brought in for to rig election for them. After the election, they have decided to settle them down. In order to justify their presence in your forest, they are now telling you that they are headsmen, that they belong to their pastoralists under Mietiala. This is how clever. They think they are clever. They never knew who will come. It's not Fulani never envisaged that the likes of Nnamdi Kanu will ever emerge. They never, never in a million years. They thought that he can bribe anybody. He can buy anybody. Offer him a jet. Give him money. Tell him, promise him good life with his family. Anywhere he wants. Promise him a house, mansion, oil well, anything he wants. Give him his money. After all, you can buy an Igbo man. You can buy them. They are very weak. You can buy all of them. They never knew who we were. That I come from a line, I wouldn't call it royal, a line of nobility, where you have noble men that do not sell their conscience. If you knew my father, you would testify to what I'm telling you. Ask those that knew him, they will tell you who he is. Noble people, they do not compromise. Never. And then we came, or should I say, Chukwuoke Kabiama determined that we should come at this time to save you. Not just to save Igbo people, not just to save Ibibio, not to save Efik alone, not to save Ejo, not to save Isoko, Urobo, Ishekiri, Igodomigodo. No, not at all. But to set free everybody trapped in the colonial enclave called Nigeria. Because as I told you 2 days ago, those ruling Nigeria now are not Nigerians. If I thought there's anything like, let us assume there is something called Nigeria that Britain created. The people in charge now are not Nigerians. They are not indigenous to the land. They do not have a home. They have no home address. If you ask them, where is your home address? They don't have. They are nomads. If you don't know the meaning of nomad or nomadic life, go and Google it or look for your dictionary. That was why Jonathan set up Nomadic Education. Nomads means people that wander, wandering people. They don't stay in one place. They keep moving all over the place. Abraham in the Bible, that begot all of us, was a nomad. Until at a time, Elohim said to him, you should stop moving about all over the place. You have to stay in one place. But these people are still one of the few primitive tribes in the world moving their livestock from one place to another. So anywhere knife comes is home. I want ethnic nationalities in Nigeria to understand the mess they are in. Some of you have no idea the type of the state of hopelessness you're in. I am here to remind you of it. And you may not act upon it, but try to tell your children what you've heard on Radio Biafra. So in the future, as their mother is being raped or their sister abducted, they'll say, oh, daddy, remember that thing you told us you heard on Radio Biafra? That is why we preach this gospel the way we do. They came from Sierra Leone, from Mali, from Senegal, from Chad, because Fulani in Nigeria hasn't got the numbers to fight. The reason why Southerners have not been attacked in the north, allow me to repeat, the only reason why Southerners have not been attacked in the north is because Hausa, poor Hausa peasants, that the Fulanis have ground into the dust. If you want to see poverty, go to Kano. Go to Kano State. You see what is poverty. This same downtrodden, because Fulani is a specialist in using people. They love to use people. These same people, they have traumatized their fathers, their grandfathers, every of their lineage going back 6 generations or more. The Hausas have just realized, courtesy of Radio Biafra, that we are no longer going to go out to kill Igbo people. We cannot do it for you anymore. And the Fulanis do not have the numbers to do so. Do you know how they managed to stop tomatoes and onions from coming down these past few days? Because anywhere you have any institution, you have Fulani in it, they always aspire to be at the head, to be giving orders and command. So they set up checkpoints where the commander of the that very detachment is a Fulani person. That's how they're ruling you. If all of us open our eyes tomorrow to say enough is enough, Fulani will be sent packing. I'm not asking for them to be attacked or for anybody to, but they cannot be in our forest, though. Makadi and Mama, they cannot be in our, no, God forbid, but let heaven fall, they cannot be in our forest. If we find them there, they are gone. And of course, some of them can testify to the goodness of the Lord in that regard. If we find you in any forest in the east, you are a goner. As I'm speaking, record what I'm telling you, record it, tape it down, and send to anybody you feel like sending it to. Our people must understand something. Those killing you are from Senegal, they are from Mali, they are from Niger, they are from Sierra Leone, they are from Chad. They came to rig elections. All of you were there when 7 year olds were voting in Kano. You were there, you saw it. All of you saw it. People say, oh, well, why do you speak this way about black? I say, because black people are useless. They never act on that thing that is right. Never. Morally speaking, black people are bankrupt morally. Moral bankruptcy. All of you, including your INEC, including observers from Europe, all of you came down during the elections of, was it 2015? You saw kids voting in Kano State. You came again in 2019? You saw people, little children voting from Niger Republic. Didn't you see them? What did you do? You said, oh, although there was rigging, we voted for them. APC won last night again. They gave money to newspapers. You see, in Africa, every layer, of life, or should I say existence, from your doctors to your lawyers, some of them, to your, or let's say legal practitioners, we bring it down to those holding high public offices and those serving beneath them. Have you seen the level of wickedness? Do you know that a doctor who took an oath, according to medical ethics, if you see somebody dying is an emergency, you must treat that very person before asking for money. As long as you have the necessary materials or tools to treat that person, you must treat them. That is medical ethics. I think it's medicine 101. Go to anywhere and the number one thing is to save life. But do you know that a doctor will know that somebody is... I'm digressing a bit because I want to tell you about the depth of what I call moral bankruptcy in the makeup, in the DNA of black people, why we are in the mess we are in today, and why the Fulanis are ruling all of us. Visit us. A doctor will tell you to go and bring deposit. If you don't bring deposit that somebody will die, you think it's a joke, he'll be there. He'll be looking at somebody dying. You know, when I look at doctors in Nigeria, I know that, when I say people flinch. They say, hey, don't say, I know that the devil must be a black man. See, Satan must be from Africa somewhere. Lucifer. Do you know why I say that? You see a doctor watching somebody die, a pregnant woman that requires cesarean section or operation. To bring out the baby. A doctor will tell the family, go and sell your land, I don't care. And the doctor will be watching and the woman will stop breathing. She will die with the baby in her stomach. There is a type of wickedness in the heart of a black man that makes you wonder, who actually made these people? After many years of considering the way we behave and the way we react, God Almighty formed IPOB and said, you cannot reason like those people. For me to love you, for you people to have the freedom that I promised you. Your job is not to set yourself free. Your job is to liberate the thinking capacity of an average black person all over the world. That is your job. That is the duty of Biafra. That is why I have sent you to come. Stopped. I don't know if they have stopped, you know, I think we are back again. I think they stopped me very briefly there, broadcasting on my... That's what they keep doing. Try to stop us from doing what Elohim have asked us to do. But have failed, and will continue to fail. Fulani came into our land because of that same thing in a black man. When you see evil happening, you keep quiet. Because the Fulanis came and took over the Hausa land. Hausa themselves helped them to take over other people's land. Because of that, when it came to Biafra, the only people that can defend all of you, I say without apologies, everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, without Biafra, you are gone. Without Biafra, you are finished. Fulani will take your land from you and kill you in the process. You know what they did? They ganged up against Biafra. They ganged up against anybody trying to speak the truth. They killed the Legiwa, an honest man, the only journalist I know in the history of Nigeria, the only journalist I've ever known is the Legiwa. The rest are all rubbish. You can buy it. After a while, you buy them over, all of them are all rubbish. Pure bunkum rubbish. Village idiots. The Legiwa stood on the path of the truth. Babangida killed the Legiwa. Everybody knows this. That Babangida today is an elder statesman. People defer to his opinion. But he's a murderer. He is a killer. You know that Babangida is a killer. You know that very well. He killed Delegiwa. Because Delegiwa was exposing all the things they were doing. All the fraud with MPN and Fujro. All the things, all the evil things. Even Julius Berger. Nobody will respect that man. He's in heaven, of course. They killed him. The Legiwa was fighting for a better life for everybody in Nigeria. They killed him. Nigerians did nothing. Nothing. That is part of that punishment that you're suffering now at the hands of these murderers from the Sahel. Do you think that God will forget? People don't think, you know, they go to all these churches and they sing. They jump up and down. They don't even actually understand who God is or how God operates. They have no idea. Isn't it very funny? The more churches you build, the more mosques you build, the more difficult things become. Have you not noticed it? The more churches you have, claiming you have miracle centers, the more difficult things become for you. Because you are in a period of perdition. I told you in 2015 that Somalia will be better than Nigeria. I am telling you, if you have not applied for your Somalian visa, go and apply for it now. If you have not applied for your visa to Somalia, because Somalia is hello, but it's better than, it's going to be way better than the zoo. Because when you people see evil, you condone it. And that evil has come to you. Now you are going to discover. As they say, you are about to see something you have never seen before. They came down to our land. They came down to all the way from across the Sahel to rig election in a land that doesn't belong to them. Fulani owns no land in Nigeria. They own nothing. They are visitors. They are. And all of you are there just cowards. Just cowardly, afraid of them. Oh, don't say something. Oh, please don't say anything. Oh, if you say something, don't say something. All of them. I'm just looking at people and laughing at you. Typical cowardly, wretched black people. You cannot stand up against people. They don't even have the numbers. They don't have. All they are doing is that they are boasting in the media because they control it. They can give money to a useless Yoruba newspaper editor to publish junk and write for them. That's all they rely on. If you scratch the surface, you see that they are nothing. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the strength in depth. They don't have the know-how to defeat all of us once we are united. Impossible. It is impossible to defeat. Impossible. Now, Yoruba and the Igbo are now together, unbreakable. The bonds we forged are unbreakable. Unbreakable. The East and the West, unbreakable. Imagine when we add middle belt to it, what is going to happen? Do you think anybody can stop us? They'll start begging. You know, if it's before, all of you will be done. Bring that food blockade. Bring it on. Let us see. Are they not the ones now crying and saying, our goods are perishing. Let's remove food for the South. Who is begging you? Who is begging you? I'm asking. Janjaweed, who is begging you? Fulani people are not even farmers. You see how cunning. You see, they think they're smart. Are they farmers? The only thing that Fulani people do or what every day is to move cattle and to occupy political office, military, politics, and moving cattle all over the place. Who are they known to be farmers anywhere? If they're farmers, why would Jonathan set up a nomadic school for them? Or should I say nomadic schools for them? Why would Jonathan do a thing like that? Why, I ask you? These are some of the very pertinent questions you need to mull over every blessed day to understand the hopelessness of the situation and why you must do something urgently, if not to rescue other people, but to at least rescue your family by reasoning right. Try to reason properly. That's what we're asking you to do. How can you have, should I say, 180 million people to be overrun by people who are not up to 20 million? How is that possible? Because all of you are cowards. They get you to fight one another. They raise idiots and traitors amongst you. And you allow them to live. And the more you allow them to live, they become emboldened. They give them some chicken change. They buy houses in Abuja. They are maybe in Lagos. Or they start building hotels here and there. And after a while, they now grow wings. They now think that they are opinion leaders. And they have willing allies in Yoruba media. Willing allies in Yoruba. You know, sometimes I even think that some of these people in Yoruba, they are possessed. They don't even know what they're doing. I'm telling you, they have no idea what they're doing. They are possessed. Because you cannot, Yoruba land is under occupation. Yoruba forests have been taken over by Fulani Janjaweed. Yet you have a Yoruba newspaper editor in Lagos, Yoruba for that matter, still trying to defend the Fulani presidency in Asorok. You know, I struggle to understand. You know, when I pray something, I say to Elohim, are you sure you created these people in your image? They said, let's create man. You know, are you sure these black people, they were made in your image? Because I have never seen such levels of stupidity ever before. Yoruba land is under occupation. They have taken over Pasago, yeah? They have taken on those states. Yet you have a Yoruba newspaper editor in Punch, in Nation, in Tribune, writing in favor of the government that have just taken over their land. Hey! Lord God have mercy. Are you following me? They came from all over the place to take your land and have taken it. You can't do nothing about it unless you support IPOB, unless you support Eastern Security Network. That is your only savior. Your only savior, morning, noon, and night. IPOB will save all of you. That was why it was very, very critical for the Fulani. Britain told them, go and prescribe IPOB now. Do it. They said, do it now, 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 do it now. To stop them from growing. Because their influence is growing. Do you know why they demonized IPOB before all of you and the stupid, idiotic Yoruba newspaper editors went along with it? Because that is their game plan. They always divide you. They sow seeds of doubt in the minds of people so that you end up hating those that have come to save you. You know, that is a very subtle thing that, Western intelligence use in Africa, and it works perfectly well. In Africa, if you are a redeemer in Africa, those you are coming to save will end up hating you. They will hate you. Because there are some units within Western intelligence across Europe. That is their job. Their job is to make sure that anybody who comes out to save the people, that the people he's trying to save will hate him or hate her. That's how we are. And the black people are very, very easy to manipulate. They manipulate them. They start hating those that came to save them. Everybody knew that what Ojukwu went to, every day I talk about Ojukwu and Aburi Accord. Everybody knows that Ojukwu went to Aburi Accord to go and negotiate for regionalism, for restructuring, the same restructuring they are now begging for. The same restructuring. But when they came back, nobody told Britain never allowed the people to understand what Ojukwu went for. They said, oh, he's a rebel. Today, you are begging for the same thing that Ojukwu fought for. And over 5 million Biafrans died for. You are still begging. And you want to wait for a Fulani man to wake up one morning and say, okay, now, you know, they claim they are Northerners. We Northerners, we are now satisfied. Come, let us renegotiate Nigeria. Can you imagine such rubbish? What an insult to the entire South and Middle Belt. What an insult. What an insult. A few handful, they're not talking up to 1,000 people. Determining all of, and all of you are there sheepishly. One Nigeria, the unity of our country. And I have said it anyway. Allow me to repeat. You know, the level of stupidity I have seen in black people, believe you me, that was the reason why I said to God in heaven, in my next life, I don't want to be a black person. Because of the level of stupidity I see in an average black person. Now, do you know that today, the news broke, I put on my Facebook page, allow me to do that, but not to broadcast. Do you know that today, the new president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, called African leaders. They did not call whoever they claim is in Asorok. Because there is nobody there. Absolutely nobody. The Foreign Affairs was supposed to know that this man is going to make this call and patch his call through. Nigeria is meant to be the number one to call in Africa. Is that not correct? They called other people. They didn't call the one from Abuja in Nigeria. And I said to God, but you gave human beings, even animals, common sense to be able to use it to reason. Ask yourself, why was it that Biden did not call Abuja to speak to whoever they claim is Buhari? Because Biden knows that there is no Buhari. But it's not the job of America to tell you that. Everybody knows there is no Buhari. But it's not, even if you think that there is a Buhari in Asorok, why is it that common things, simple things that a president does, simple common things that a president can do, how come your own is not doing it? Common, simple things that a president is supposed to do, how come your own is not doing it? They were burying military men that died in an air crash a few meters from Asorok. And you claim Buhari is a military man, a general, and he's inside Asorok, he did not attend the funeral. All those things are raging, school children being kidnapped. Common national broadcast. Common national broadcast. He couldn't do. Instead, you have a country where the vice president is missing, and all of you know this. And they are telling us that anything that Femi Adesina says, or Garba Shehu says, consider it to be the president talking. Are you people that stupid? Are you people that foolish? Does it mean that black people are so useless to the point that they can no longer reason properly? Even a rat can reason better. Do you know that ordinary bees, and you know bees, where you get your honey from? Even worse, do you know once the queen becomes very weak and can no longer perform in that role, they kill the queen. They take the queen out, throw it away, and bring in another person, groom another queen to take over. Because it is called not fit for purpose. You have a president, so you claim him. The person cannot fulfill the duties and functions of a president. Why then do you still have that person in power? Because there is nobody in power. What Fulani did cleverly is this. They dangled the promise of presidency in front of Tinubu. And we black African people, being who we are, insatiable and greedy, devoid of honor, they accepted it hook, line, and sinker. because of the promise of 2023 presidency, please do not announce that Buhari is no more. They went into their blood contract, they signed it. That is why EFCC can chase Tinubu and Tinubu can no longer talk, because he is part of the plot. And when you tell them that Fulani can never love them, they say, oh, we are Muslim, I'm Tinubu, I'm a Muslim, they will love me. What happened to Abiola? Because you people don't know history. You don't have regard for history. Abiola was a Muslim, a very popular Yoruba politician, a successful businessman. They did not give it to him. What makes you to think they'll give it to Tinubu? Are you people insane? Can't you reason very well?
Oh, dear me. Now, EFCC is looking for him. They're looking for him. He is in one almighty mess. Another one gone. After using him and his TV station and his e-rats and his newspapers to demonize IPOB. Can you imagine what could have happened had the Yoruba people risen up, Yoruba media, to say when IPOB was proscribed or that kangaroo judgment delivered? Had Yoruba newspapers got up to say, no, this is wrong? Do you think today they'll be flying in their forest? A simple question. The time that all these conspiracies were going on against IPOB, had Yoruba media said, what you are doing to IPOB is wrong. They have not killed anyone. They did nothing wrong. Those with AK-47, why don't you proscribe them? Had they consistently made that very argument, they wouldn't have proscribed IPOB. And with that, Fulani cannot be in their land. But because they failed to do that which is right, that is why today their young people are fighting very bravely to rid their land of Fulani people. Because those people in the middle belt, they kept quiet. They told them, Igbo man is your problem. Biafra is your problem. They want to secede. They want to divide. They want to dismember Nigeria. You believed their lies. Yes, today that is your village. What is your faith today? You believed in all the nonsense they were feeding you. Today, where are you? Where is your village? They fed Benjamin the same garbage. Ojukwu is your problem. It was Benjamin that killed Irosi, an Igbo man. Where is his village today? He's the one now screaming and shouting, defend yourself. Oh, dear me. I don't know when these people will have acquired some sense. But we are preaching the gospel of heaven. They came from all over the place. And to make matters worse. You know, Nigeria is a very funny place. And Nigerians are one of the funniest people on this earth. And I categorize them as one of the most foolish people to have ever existed. You know, colonialism, imperialism, and even neocolonialism have done a lot of damage to black people. But the damage that it did to the brain of an average Nigerian is worse. An average Nigerian cannot reason like a human being. All of them. Every time I come on air, I say this. Once you say, I am a Nigerian, I write you off as a human being. You're an animal to me. And I have my reasons. And here's one of them. Do you know who is the presidency? Let me now make it sound very childish. As if we're in a nursery school. Let us start from kindergarten. Because people no longer reason very well in the zoo. I don't know if it's hardship, I don't know what it is. In Nigeria, people don't reason like human beings. They reason like animals. Even animals are better than them. And I'll tell you the reason why. Once I push you, I'll show you where you're going to fall. Let me tell you. Do you know? Presidency is an asshole. Presidency is the group of people, in this case the cabal, running Nigeria. They call themselves presidency. They have now come out today. When did this news break? The news broke today, March the 3rd. They have come out today to confirm the 2017 report of helicopters supplying arms to herdsmen in Delta State. They use helicopters to supply arms to herdsmen in Kaduna State, courtesy of the governor of the state, El-Rufai and Buratai in the army. The same thing they did in 2017 to Delta. Do you know today that there is no fly zone? Are people actually following the news? Do you know that today that this same presidency announced that there is no fly zone in Zamfara? Do you know why? That they are using aircraft to supply arms to Fulani bandits. Hey, I don't, I can't, maybe English is not enough to explain this. I don't know what to do. But let me read it for you. As a rock, the Fulani presidency may have unwittingly confirmed a 2017 allegation that helicopters were being used to ferry arms to Fulani herdsmen. Fulani, you know, all of you know it. That is what, you know what pains me the most? Whoever is the news editor in Channels Television, they know this. AIT, they are aware. Everybody, you know all of these things. Then why are you trying to defend what is indefensible? How can you defend one Nigeria when a group, when a presidency, the president himself, have marked all of you out for destruction? Or those running the zoo in his name because the idiot is dead. If you doubt me, then ask Biden why he didn't call Buhari then. Because my parents are dead. Am I going to call them on the phone? I still have my mother's and my father's number on my phone. I've not deleted them. They're still there. Although I have them, am I going to call my mom and my dad? It's not possible. Because I know they won't answer. The living don't call the dead. That's why Biden did not call for any Buhari. A so-called giant of Africa. Are you people not paying attention? Are you not? Does it mean that you don't listen or you don't reason or you don't? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? I ask you. This same behavior you're putting up now is the reason why Fulani killers are in your forest. But why you cannot understand that is beyond me. This same attitude, this same non-chalant, this same attitude of, the way he's talking to us, you don't like it. But okay, maybe you like the way that the Fulani are raping your people in the bush. Or how they took over your land. Do you like that one? Do you love it? A very simple question. The time now is 10 minutes to the top of the hour, wherever you are. It's a live presentation. I am preaching the gospel of heaven. Heaven will give me message and I pass to the living. That's my job. Heaven will give me message and it is my duty and responsibility to pass that to those who are living. Now listen. A statement came from Aso Rock by Malam Garba Shehu, the new president of Nigeria, him and Femi Adesina, they're now sharing it, which means that their end has come. Their end has come. The senior special assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on media and publicity said there was strong suspicion that choppers were being used to ferry arms to Fulani bandits in Zamfara State. Choppers, where did they get the military aircraft from? So does it mean that your radars are not working in the north? I'm saying this for the benefit of Yoruba media practitioners, especially channels, Punch newspaper and all the rest of them. You people, you are directly, I'm going to say, you people, you are directly responsible for the mayhem that the Fulanis have brought upon everybody in the zoo. You are pursuing money. Because they were giving, APC was giving money to John Momo. He's dead now. All of you, your guy will tell you, if you don't support them now, how are you going to get your salary? Let me ask Channels Television something. You people think we are stupid, don't you? Channels TV, every viable news network in the world survives with advertisement. How many of you has ever seen Channels TV advertise consistently? If you watch CNN now, after every 15 minutes, at least 13 minutes, you see adverts. People are paying for it. NBC, the same thing. ABC, the same thing. Fox News, the same. Everywhere, Newsmax, the same. They survive on advertising. BBC that doesn't do advertising, they survive by taking money, tax from TV license payers in the UK. And grant from the, I think it's the overseas, I think it's the, from the culture minister, culture, whatever, I'm no longer sure. Have you seen any adverts? How many times have you seen adverts on Channels TV? How much did they get from adverts? Now, the question is this. Where do they get their money from to pay their staff and to keep the station going? They get it from the government. That's the only way to do it. There are no license fee payers in Nigeria. People don't pay TV license in Nigeria. People are not advertising. So where do you get your money from? Before that, PDP was funding AIT. Now APC is funding China Television. That's why you only have two major TV stations in the zoo, essentially. The rest is on contract. If you have something to say, you pay them and they stream it for you. You have wedding, you pay them money, they come, they stream it live. Where does Channels TV get their money from? From the government. So they must always toe the government line. And these are journalists we are led to believe. Do you see how your problems are multiplying in the zoo? Even those you are relying upon to save you cannot save you. You run to your pastor, and your pastor is more interested in building the next 10 million capacity auditorium. What is happening to you? He doesn't want to know. How many of your pastors have spoken against the occupation of our forests by these aliens from the Sahel? How many, I ask you, how many? I'm sure on Sunday you go and pay your tithes and your offering. Garuba Shehu, senior special assistant to Muhammadu Buhari, who is now dead, of course, said that they're using army helicopters to bring arms to bandits. Fulani controlled army, supplying arms and equipment to Fulani bandits from across the Sahel. And you're still talking about one Nigeria, as if your brain is not correct. Maybe, you know, sometimes to be honest with you, some days I get so upset that I want to say to Elohim, allow me to ask IPOB to go to sleep. Dissolve ESN. Say to IPOB, no more activities, no more agitation, go arrest for 2 years. So that Fulani can come and do suya with some of our people who are so foolish. If not for IPOB, there'll be no Nigeria. What you have today is Islamic Republic of Nigeria. Islamic. They will write it there. Nothing will happen. It's us that have been holding the fort, holding the line. And what did they do? They connive with the same people we are fighting to save to proscribe IPOB. Illegally, of course. Do you know that today they went to court to discuss the prosecution of IPOB? Our case is at appeal court. For how many years now? 2017, 14, sorry, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, nearly 4 years. In a country that wants to be regarded or taken seriously as a nation. For 4 years, somebody did you wrong. You went to court. And you've now gone to appeal a legal decision that criminalized an entire nation. For 4 years, they've not heard the case. Do you know what happened today? I never knew the case was coming up today. So this morning, of course, as always, I was led in the spirit. And I decided to write about the prescription of IPOB, using an old newspaper headline from authority, that the fact that IPOB activities are not unlawful, yes. Do you know what happened in Abuja today? Today was the day they were meant to hear the case of the prescription of IPOB and tagging us a terrorist group in Abuja, Federal Appeal Court of Nigeria in Abuja, today. And what happened? As soon as they read that very publication I made, but I think I did it both on Facebook and on Twitter. Everybody ran away from the court today. Go and ask if you have any lawyer in Abuja. Ask them. They all ran away. The court did not sit again today because they were hiding it. You know, before, when they want to call my case, they say, oh, we have 100 witnesses willing to testify. Because they know that the tagging of IPOB as a terrorist organization is flawed, both before man and God, even in their zoo laws. They were hiding it. I don't know what told me. I don't know. Something just, I said, I wrote it, and they ran away from the court. No, the Appeal Court of Nigeria did not sit today in Abuja because there was an IPOB file in the case, in the docs that were meant to be listened or heard today. This is how powerful we are. Because the judges, they assembled, seven of them, they have gone through the files. The ones they saw, IPOB versus Federal Government of Nigeria, they dropped it. They said the court is now dismissed. Everybody should go home. Ask some senior advocates in Abuja today, those that went to appeal court, did appeal court sit today or not? Normally when a court is not going to sit, somebody will come out and announce that they
is it the registrar or the clerk or whoever will announce that the reason why the court won't sit. They just want everyone to run away. That IPOB file is here in the court. Ask everybody that went to appeal court today in Abuja, Wednesday, the 3rd of March, what happened? Were you given any reason why you had to run away from the court? They will tell you no. For the first time in the history of the zoo. That's how powerful we are. That is the reason why they don't want to bring that very case to come up to appeal. Because they know you cannot proscribe people asking for a referendum. It's not possible. They know that during the argument, people will ask, perhaps one or two media houses will carry it, and people will ask, why have you not proscribed Miye Diala and Fulani killers? They didn't even adjourn it. They said that everyone should go away, and they all ran away from the court. That's how powerful we are. And that is to tell you that what Elohim is doing in our lives. God brought IPOB to save all of you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're Urobo, you're Yoruba, you're TV, you're Kanuri, you're Nupe, Jukun. It doesn't matter who you are. Bachama, it doesn't matter who you are. Biram, it doesn't matter who you are. IPOB came to save all of you. But I may disagree with his style. What are that? Oh, you want the style of a Fulani headsman raping your mother? Is that the style you like? Here you have your presidency. Here you have people that claim that they want one Nigeria, confirming what we've always known, that Nigerian army, the Fulani generals you have in the army are the ones supplying weapons to terrorists to come and kill you and rape your mothers. And you're standing up and saying you are one. IPOB is your problem. I saw that useless Daily Trust newspaper in the north. That danger with publication, writing rubbish. Writing rubbish about IPOB. But when it comes to, you see how evil they are. When I say that black people are satanic, I know. You see, when it comes to IPOB, they say, IPOB attack police station. IPOB killed two policemen. IPOB killed four army officers. Not allegedly. But before our eyes, you will see army come and kill people. They will say allegedly. Black people are evil. God knows, in this Yogi, you people are very wicked. A very wicked and soulless race. Very wicked. The same Daily Trust will say allegedly. In broad daylight, the army came to my house to kill me on the 14th of September 2017. As a result of which, my mom and my dad are dead today. The whole world saw it. It's on video. You know, they wrote allegedly. The army, we are alleged. But because they want to demolish Fulani, they came with a game plan, them and their British masters, including Obasanjo. Obasanjo is part of the problem of Nigeria. Obasanjo belongs to the Ogboni fraternity, or to say Grand Lodge, that is affiliated to the Freemasonry, not Scottish Rite, the Freemasonry you have in England. Ogboni. That is why in the East we don't belong to groups. Ndiot, we call them. We don't belong to secret societies. There is none. Forget about Okonkwo is a passage of right. Okonkwo is a passage of right. Once you, it's like a bar mitzvah. Once you have grown to the age of 13, a guy that Okonkwo, you enter Okonkwo, you enter one of the fraternities. And then you form age grade from there. That's how it's done. Obasanjo, the reason why they trust him is because he is a member of Ogboni fraternity, of course, the Grand Lodge, they call them, that is affiliated to the Freemasonry. The fraternity in England. Go and do your research. So they trust him. England can trust him. Britain trusts him because he is their loyal slave. Ogboni fraternity and Grand Lodge, they answer to the Freemasons of England. Are you following me very carefully? Now, if Obasanjo were to come today to say that I don't want Nigeria to exist anymore, Obasanjo has the same, should I say, clout and influence that Azikiwe enjoyed prior to independence of Nigeria. Were Obasanjo today to write and say Nigeria is dying, we don't want it to continue anymore, they will dissolve Nigeria because they trust him. And some of you must know that it was Obasanjo who brought SARS to Nigeria. Some of you don't know that. It was Obasanjo that brought SARS, Special Anti-Robbery Squad.
The reason why Obasanjo brought SARS into Nigeria was because in Britain then, there was a shortage of organs for transplant. The reason why SARS was created was ostensibly to harvest organs to send to Europe for those who are in need. Liver, kidney, pancreas, just name it. That was why Britain funded SARS. Because then in the UK, they kept complaining, we don't have much, we don't have organs here. We don't know how the waiting list, it's called the waiting list for people waiting for organ transplant was growing and growing and growing. It was Britain that set up SARS. Their job is to harvest organs and send abroad to sell. Obasanjo was the one that made it possible. There are some things that you people don't know about these. Some things, you know, when I look at, that is why I want to look at an average ignorant Nigerian with his degrees. Or should I say degrees in idiocy? I feel sorry for you. You know nothing. Who brought SARS into Nigeria? Especially until Robert Sport. Who brought it into Nigeria? Why is it that every year they kill, they harvest organs and they move? The same thing that they're doing at Iboko police station in Ebonyi State. Idoko is called Idoko police station in Ebonyi State. Why didn't the police come and arrest somebody and take them away and nothing will happen? They took our women to court. Was it 2 days ago? Did you see it in any paper anywhere? Did any Nigerian Israel or even NTA or anybody go to report? That thing we've been saying, that they kidnapped our women and we are raping them. 2 days ago, they brought them to court. Did anybody go to court to find out if what we've been saying is real or not? But they came to court and they were granted bail. Black people, you people are something else. This UG. No wonder in anywhere in the world you see black people, they are the lowest of the low. You know, for very many years I kept asking God that why? Elohim said to me, one day you'll find out. And I found out myself that the wickedness of a black man is second to none in the animal kingdom. The most wicked race on earth is we black people. Very wicked and without conscience. We are lamenting and complaining about our women who were being raped. Some of you said it's a lie. But they took them to court 2 days ago. The same women, they took them to court 2 days ago. Federal High Court in Abuja. Oh, sorry. The Wuse Zone 2 or whatever rubbish it's called. They gave them bail. They came to court in chains. Amnesty International is aware. They never wrote any report. Human Rights Watch, they are aware. They never wrote any report. All the newspapers, we contacted all of them, they never came to court. Even to do their job is very difficult. That is why Elohim is punishing all of you with Fulani killers and murderers. Because your wickedness is too much. Your wickedness and hypocrisy is too much. Fulani brought in their people from across the Sahel, put them in our land and equipping them. When we told you, you said, no, it's a lie. It's propaganda. It's incendiary. Look at NBC saying they will homework or teacher cockroaches saying they will block Radio Biafra. If people who are sensible were not able to do that, it is a bunch of corrupt idiots in Abuja. They said it's incendiary. He's a whipping up ethnic sentiment. But your presidency, Garba Shehu, has just confirmed what I've been saying for years. The Nigerian army have been supplying Fulani terrorists for some time now. That is why in Zamfara, there is a no-fly zone. Before you bring arms to terrorists with a helicopter, there must be a heavy-duty aircraft that must have brought it in the first place where the helicopter got those equipment from. So who brought those arms into Nigeria? Who contracted or who hired a helicopter to be flying them to? How come they don't even know where they are? Yet they come to Olu to bomb Olu. And some Ifulefus are busy hailing people coming to kill. Oh dear man. Sometimes I feel like not preaching, to be honest with you. I say let the will of the Almighty be done, because we are honestly speaking, something is wrong with us. Something is wrong with us. It's very, very terrible indeed. The helicopters are everywhere. Garba Shehu told BBC Hausa
that a no-fly zone was imposed on Zamfara because of reports that jets are used to ferry arms to bandits. So bandits, you claim, they are hungry, they are not killing. How come they negotiated arms deal all over the world? They hired an aircraft to come and drop the weapons for them. And all of you say, we Nigerians, tomorrow morning I hear them, we Nigerians, we are in Nigeria together, the unity of our country and the patriots. Anyway, whom the gods want to destroy, they first make them mad. Nigerians are mad. And that is why foreign people are in your forest killing you. People are so hopeless, so idiotic, so foolish. I don't know what Luga did to some of you, did to the brains of your parents, because I pity. Honestly speaking, once you're a Nigerian, I don't see you as a human being. I'm being honest with you. I do not see you as a human being. And that is why I commend those soldiers who are leaving the zoo. How can you see? Sometimes I wonder, how can you come from the middle belt and you're in the army? From the east, you are in the army. From the west, you are in the army. The same army that, instead of getting these bandits they brought from Sierra Leone, from Mali, from all the places to go and fight Boko Haram, they use you to go and fight Boko Haram. And after fighting them, the same Nigeria you claim you're serving, some of their idiots like Sheikh Gumi, or should I say Abubakar Gumi, he's not a sheikh, only an Arab man can be a sheikh. Abubakar Gumi will come out and say, my dear brothers, my dear bandit brothers, people you should be upset with is the Christian soldiers killing you with Nigerian army uniform. These are people serving supposedly their nation. Somebody endorsed by the presidency, because Lai Mohammed said that he is in support of what Sheikh Gumi is saying. So that means that Lai Mohammed is in support of Sheikh Gumi. I keep calling him Sheikhs. That's dirty, filthy looking thing. What Lai Mohammed said is that I support what Abubakar Gumi is doing with the bandits, which means that the federal government of Nigeria is in support of Abubakar Gumi, in the new minister for banditry and kidnapping. And this same representative of Nigerian government said that it is Christian soldiers killing Muslims, and you are still wearing the army uniform of Nigeria. And you are fighting who? Who are you fighting? Why can't all of you leave tomorrow morning? What are you doing there? That is the reason I keep castigating black people. Are you that foolish that you cannot reason? You are in Sambisa Forest fighting. Your village, your ancestral forest is being occupied by the same people they claim that you're fighting. Are you normal? Is your brain okay at all? Everybody must leave the army and the police. If you stay there, you will die. Especially those in Biafra land, God knows you will die. I'm telling you the truth. I said it before. You will kill us. Many years you will kill us. Then after that, we will kill you. And then shortly after that, Biafra will come. I've been saying it from day one. They will kill us. We will kill them. In the end, Biafra will come. Without apologies, no idiot. I'm not apologizing. Remember when they used to kill us? We'll come and be writing long gram. I, of course, myself, one of them. We are placing the world on notice for many years. After a while, when you write the job straight away, is it not that IPOB, that toothless bulldog, they just straight away? And we kept, we went into prayer and fasting. And we kept saying to the dead, please avenge your death. We pray to Elohim. Of course, we cannot pray to the spirit of the dead. It's not good. It's idolatry. We kept saying to Elohim, avenge you. You are a God of vengeance. Avenge your children. Fight our battles for us. As we were praying and fasting and asking God to fight our battles, from nowhere, unknown gunmen came on. We don't know who they are. Like as if they are angels from heaven. And they are now fighting our battles for us. You see, all those policemen and women and army that killed our people, we don't know where these angels came from. They are called unknown gunmen. They are doing a very marvelous job now, avenging the death of their people. They want the police and the army to understand when you lose somebody, how painful it is. Because if you leave them, they will massacre everybody. They will kill. They have no soul. Nigeria Army, Nigeria Police, they have no soul. These are Fulani. They are led by Fulani that they have no soul. They are evil to the core, to the bone marrow. You know, he's a miracle working God. I don't know where he sent the unknown gunmen. I don't know. People name them unknown gunmen. That's how we know them by. And believe me, they're doing a very marvelous job. And I will pray more, I will fast more for many more to come. These people, they go to any, they slaughter you. We write letter. In fact, once the letter comes, they put it in the dustbin. We said, okay, is that how it's done? Okay. We went into prayer and fasting. We kept praying until, should I say, God answered our prayers with unknown gunmen. We don't know who they are, but I believe they're angels from heaven. They are the armies of heaven. And they are now the ones avenging for us. So all those police stations that they used to torture people and kill people and harvest their organs, please, unknown gunmen, find them all. Look for them and find them. Find all those police stations. If you know you are a police officer, you were involved in organ harvesting, people were disappearing. Oh, things have happened though. People just disappear. Parents will know where the children are. You hear mothers lamenting as they are dying. They are saying, oh, we had this Chibuzon. Have you seen Chibuzon? You don't know that SARS have killed Chibuzon. The woman will be lamenting until she passes from unconsciousness into death. Thinking about the son. Sometimes the only son. Killed by the police. And now God answered the prayers of people. I don't know where this unknown government, I don't know where they are from. But at least if they're keeping the police busy, the police won't have to be killing innocent people. Arresting they go, they arrest innocent people. Nigeria shouldn't exist. I hate Nigeria with a passion. Shouldn't exist, honestly speaking. Only a fool will support one Jew. Damnable zoological republic. Soldiers are leaving and they're taking them to court. The Nigerian Army has ordered the immediate arrest of officers accused of deserting their post. Can you imagine such rubbish? You go behind the back, you keep Boko Haram to fight people. When people have now discovered, suddenly they have now discovered that they have been the fool for years. They have left your useless army. They're saying, go and arrest them. God. My goodness. Zoological Republic. Damnable Zoological Republic. Military documents obtained by various newspapers have now listed 101 names, ranks, and bank details of Iran soldiers. Every soldier should leave. Go and join the Eastern Security Network. Go and join them. They are the future. If you don't know how an army is supposed to behave, go and look at the Russian Revolution. I think of 1989 or 1990 or 91, I don't know. When Boris Yeltsin came into power. The apparatchiks of the old guard of the Communist Party in Soviet Union ordered the tanks and armored personnel carriers onto the streets of Moscow to go and kill people. When the army got there, they looked at their fellow citizens. They said, we cannot open fire on these people. That is how a patriotic army behaves during the zoo. They bring in wild Fulani beasts, animal, wild beasts. Give them AK-47 and they open fire. All of you saw the video of live shooting. It's like a turkey shoot in Abuja of this same army slaughtering innocent Shia protesters. All of you saw the video. That video did not make it onto any major news network around the world. That was the day I became afraid of what Britain was doing. The video is everywhere. In any other country of the world, there would have been an uproar. But in the zoo, nothing happened. Nothing you can kill. You know about the years. Army will come. Bloody civilians, they open fire. Not anymore. We now have God in his infinite mercy have sent us guardian angels. They are known as unknown gunmen. They are the ones defending us now. We don't know who they are. And they are the ones defending the people. They are unknown gunmen. We don't know who they are. And may God bless them. Because as they are keeping the police and the army busy, they won't have time to kill innocent civilians. They cannot. Because if you kill and go back to your barracks, these angels will come. They are called unknown gunmen. They will come and they will avenge the death of the innocent. you can never go scot-free. It doesn't matter where you run to, you can never go scot-free. This, your nonsense in the zoo, has been going on for years. You have the temerity to give Mietiala 100 billion. Mietiala will use and buy weapons abroad. You fly in with a jet. You distribute with a helicopter. And you come and tell us about one Nigeria. As if we are fool. Are we that daft? Are we that stupid? Mad people everywhere. Take that from nonsense to people building hotels, not to us. Is it when you have earthly considerations, you're looking for money, you are raised in. But you know, poverty is a disease. When you're raised in abject poverty, when you're raised in abject poverty, you see other kids playing with toys, you have no access to toys. You'll be wondering, one day I will get a toy. It happened to me. I'll tell you what happened to me when I was young. As an analogy, so you understand me. Every time I would say to my mom that we have watched on TV that after eating, you must have maybe ice cream or sweet. You must have ice cream or sweet to try and, to make the food to digest. My mother would say to me that if you keep eating ice cream or sweet all the time, it will affect your teeth. Your teeth will be brown. It will decay. It will fall off. We kept saying no, that we must have it. I said, okay, if that is the case, during Children's Day, you will see. So during Children's Day, I will go to my mom to get, of course, they used to give us money in those days to go for Children's Day. They are useless Zoo Independence Day and Children's Day. And then we'll go and do a matching at the stadium in town. And that matching, you will see fan ice cream, Mako ice cream, they will come. That day I said, since my mom will not give me ice cream in the house after eating, I'm going to eat as much ice cream as possible today. I sat and I ate so much ice cream, I came back and became sick. And my mom asked me the reason why I am sick. And I said it is because I was eating ice cream during Children's Day. That is the exact behavior of Obunyonon to very poor. Once you're raised in poverty, you did not stay in a decent house, never watched any television. You want to acquire buildings, you want to acquire earthly properties. You think that driving in a very big car somehow confers upon you some degree of importance. You think that by maybe building hotels somehow makes you a very wealthy man. You want to accumulate chieftaincy titles. You want to spread your hand. You start your cloth. Even if you are as tiny as Wanza, you start your cloth and you're moving about as a wealthy man. You want to be regarded as somebody. As they say, form is temporary, but class is permanent. If you have class, you have it. You don't need to struggle. People see you and they know you have class. There's one thing that is wrong with most of you in this zoo. Primitive accumulation of wealth. You think that by stealing money and accumulating money somehow you become important. That is why you have no soul and you have no conscience. That is why in Imo State they can bring somebody from number 4 to number 1. That is why a Supreme Court in a land can appoint somebody fraudulently in the open. And we allow that idiot to remain in office. That tells you all you need to know about the zoo and why we must fight. And please, before you go to bed tonight, after praying for IPOB and for ESN, also pray for unknown gunmen. Pray for them, please. It is very, very important. They are the ones avenging the death. You know, all those people killed during NSARS, all those you are torturing and cut open their stomach, all the wickedness and brutality of army and police, that is now a group of dark angels, avengers. They have come. They are called unknown gunmen. Every police station involved in the torture and killing of people, I am praying, please, unknown gunmen, locate them. That they may know how painful it is. As the Bible made us to understand, as you have made women childless, so shall I make your mother childless amongst women. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The dragon flag has been raised. When we raised it, they said, oh, yeah, nothing is going to happen. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's good now. It has come. There's no going back. They better give us Biafra. If you know those idiots, they are foolish. They are foolish by nature. They are very stubborn. If you know them, ask them to give us Biafra or else they are finished. Oh, but thank you, right? Later. Tell your Ogboni friends, your Freemason friends in England to give us Biafra. Because I am a child of heaven. Nothing any mortal can do. My mission is the work I'm doing now. Nothing more, nothing less.
Elohim determined it. They said, in 2 months, IPOB and others fingered in killing 62 policemen in 15 states. You see how they put IPOB as first. All of a sudden. Fulani newspaper, that is what they do. Fulani, British High Commissioner will tell them, write it. And then she'll cut it out and put it in her dispatch to London to say, can you see what IPOB is doing? They think they're foolish. All of a sudden. In all the years you were killing innocent people, you thought that nothing will happen to you. Is that what you're thinking? Apply for your Somalia visa now that you still have time, that there is road transport. Apply for your Somalia visa. Because very soon, even that very embassy will stop issuing visas to criminal animals from the zoo. And you know, as we keep praying all the time, and all of you must pray, that hand with which they have used to feed poison to other people must also enter their mouth. I can report today that bandits also have struck Fulani, have also kidnapped their own fellow Fulani somewhere in Sokoto. Those who are surprised don't know what is coming, as somebody quite said today. And I want to commend, I don't know if it's a good thing, and I'm not going to commend anybody now. We commend them now, tomorrow they give them money, they start talking rubbish, promise their child or their grandchild minister of state. Because I heard that some traditional rulers in Anambra, they rose up and they said something meaningful for the very first time in their lives. And I don't want to mention any names, nor try to commend anybody, because once you do now, tomorrow now, they're, how about that, your son? I think he's a graduate. For the past 15 years, no job. We want to make him permanent secretary at the Ministry of Revenue, or is it Internal Revenue? Before you know it, the same man that was saying something decent to come out has started talking complete rubbish. So I'm not going to commend anybody, please. I'm not going to commend anyone, but those that spoke and spoke very eloquently, they did well. I'm sure they will continue to do well. If you do not know, ESN, as was written by somebody, is a vulture. Udele. ESN is like a vulture. Let me tell you one thing about vultures that you don't know. It has no friend, it has no enemy. That's number one. And you know that the way that people, before childbirth, people are in pain, in labor. Sometimes you give birth and the baby dies. Let me tell you what the vulture said. The vulture said, left or right, I don't mind. If my wife gives birth to a healthy baby vulture, I don't know what they call them, Udele, baby vulture, I will celebrate because I now have a child. But should my wife die in the process with the baby, then it is also food for me. I want you to think very deeply. Those of you in the zoo, army, and police, those of you Janja with the Fulani people that came from Futajalon into Sokoto and into Hausa lands and now running the zoo, I want you to think very deeply. As they say, where we come from, all walk away. You see, vulture. They ask the vulture how he's feeling about the impending birth of the child. And the vulture said, if the child survives, it's good because I have a child. But should that child die, it's also good because now I have a meal. Think very deeply. That era of coming and killing people and going away, it has come and gone. Okay, bye-bye. We now have people that fight for us. We want people that speak the truth always, because we are no longer going to write any letter to anybody when they kill us. If you kill us, we'll kill you. Be rested. It may take time, maybe a few weeks. That same person will find you and you will die. It's like a war. You think we'll continue lamenting? Is that what you think? Every time we lament, we write letter, nothing happens. You think we are fools? You must be dreaming. You must be dreaming. Must be dreaming. If you do not know, they are finalizing their deal to build railway from Katsina to Maradi. Katsina Maradi rail line. They have taken loan from China to build it. But the people that are going to pay for that loan, which is Biafra land with our oil and gas, there is no railway line. And you want me to be in one Nigeria? You must be an idiot. On that note, we have come to the end of our program today. If you're a black person, you must repent from your stupidity. Your stupid ways is why you are the lowest of the low. Any society you go in the world, black people are at the bottom because of our we are very wicked in a special way. But I thank God for the life of those. That is why in IPOP you're a different person altogether. It's like a baptism. Once you join this noble family, you're a new person. You see things differently. I'm not saying that the devil will not operate within the souls of a few people. Of course it will. It will operate in some souls. If you're weak, I like it anyway. If you're weak, you'll fall apart. And then the movement becomes even more strong. And we keep going forward until your friend is restored. Because we have no other purpose in life than to see the kingdom of God come down on this very earth in the land of Biafra. I thank you all for listening this very evening. And once again, please go away from WhatsApp. Go into Signal for now. We are preparing our own platform. Go into Signal for now. And if you are a principal officer of state, try and get an iPhone if you can. They cannot hack into iPhone. Very important to use iPhone Messenger and FaceTime. Very, very important, please use iPhone. And as always, let the SIM card in your phone not be the same number for your Signal, for your WhatsApp, or for any other thing that you're doing. They must be different. And don't give people your private line. If somebody wants to call you, ask them to call you on social media, using a social media app like Signal Telegram and all the rest of them. Do not use WhatsApp, please. They will track you. They will find you. They will arrest you. If you make direct calls from your phone and save people's name on your phone, believe you me, they will track you down. They will track you down. They will track you down, please. The number, the SIM card inside your phone cannot be the same number of your WhatsApp, cannot be the same number of your Signal, cannot be the same number of your Telegram. If they are, they can trace you easily. Very, very important. Nobody, not even your mother or your father, nobody should have your, once you're a principal officer of state, nobody should have the number of your SIM card. They shouldn't. If there is no network, wait until there is network so you can talk. Or you send a voice note. Avoid making direct calls. And stop saving people's names by their name. Also, delete messages after sending. Delete it. Delete all messages after sending. Very, very important, please. I beg of you. Thank you very much for listening. And once again, allow me to remind you that I have the greatest love in my heart for each and every one of you that wants to be free. But for the Fulefus, Fulani, Janjaweed can kill them, I don't care. But for those of you chosen to do this very work, from the bottom of my heart, with all the love that I can muster from me from here, it is good evening.